Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bourque.
Braden Holtby!
Hello again, everybody. Once again to the Power Play Point podcast. I am your host, the Blue Liner on Point. And once again, riding solo, at least for this mini episode. Anna is busy prepping for her Thanksgiving plan, so she will not be joining us for this week. And in fact, it's going to be a busy week for me as well, so we're recording and sending out this episode early. A bit of life getting in the way for both of us lately, so we're just gonna send this one out. Gonna give some holiday greetings in a bit. Just give a rundown of the most recent action. Some bad play recently. Back to back six spots goals given up on this most recent road trip against one team that was thought to be not gonna be so good. And one team that is really good, being Colorado and Nashville in that order. We're not going to get too much into that, but it's stirred up a bit of controversy. The calls for Trotz's head are getting a little bit louder. I'm not going to say anything about that because I still don't think it's panic time, but certainly not a great effort and very, very disappointing. Certainly in both games, but last night against the Minnesota Wild, great win, great game. Didn't get to see a whole lot of it, unfortunately, but great win. Anna says it was a lot of fun to watch, except, of course, the part where the captain took a puck to the face and went off for some repairs, but just like the name of the blog, the Russian machine, it never breaks. So good to see that. Good to see the effort. And might have righted the ship for now, I hope, but we'll see. So, but we'll get back on track. Not a whole lot from us this week, unfortunately. We'll get back on track with that come next week. And for now, just want to give our well wishes. Anna says she is thankful for. Or grateful, more likely, for the people in her life now, and also for Caps fans everywhere, of course. And that's her brief little blurb. Family and friends, and I have to say I feel the same way. At least in our relationship, we met. If anyone's curious, we met over Twitter during last year's playoffs. I think we might have told the story already, and I have found her to be what I think is that missing element, because I think we really have something special here in this podcast, and I spelled out my goals in my very first episode, and ever since I met Anna, I'm adding one more, and that's to bring Caps fans together everywhere in our love of this team. So just want to put that out there. I'm thankful for my friends and family as well. And I'm very thankful for all of the loyal listeners out there who have stuck with the show. And I think I haven't heard it so much, but I'm kind of thinking that the reason that now, I'll be extremely honest here. We're probably a Z-list podcast as things go. I'm going to make no bones about that. Not going to give away any numbers here, but we're not exactly, you know, banging down the door in terms of listenership, and that's why I kind of make that joke when I say, "Oh, ye few but faithful." Well, that's why. But I do very much appreciate those of you that listen on a consistent basis and tune in and download every show. And I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. And I just want to give some names of some people that have stuck by me for most, if not every, episode. I'm thankful for you all. Of course, my good friend Pete Fisher, grew up together, grew up watching hockey and the Caps especially, out in Arizona. Robin Unzicker, I want to single her out. She's had a pretty rough year, but I know you're thankful for a lot of things. You got a lot to be thankful of. You got a great family. You've got a wonderful young man, wonderful son, and you should be very, very proud of him. I know he's gonna have it rough. He's decided to join the service, join the Marines, but as I said to you, he's serving his country, so he's doing everybody proud, and that's no little thing. My good friend Christian Levesque, I do still hope to have him on, one of the admins of the True Caps Fans Facebook room. My man Kevin Simmons, who's listened since just about day one. He's one of the guys that first steered me towards the True Caps Fans room. God bless you, Kevin. Tony Olcott. And all the other guys at the True Caps Fans room, grateful for you as well. Of course, also grateful for some newer people in my life. Young man who recently started following the podcast, Tyrone Waller. Thank you so much for deciding to become a loyal listener. And Anna's husband, Ian, not quite a Caps fan, but I do have him to thank. Hopefully you've noticed that our logo has changed. And if you like it, then you have Mr. Ian Knox to thank for that. And I am thankful for his work because that's a kick-ass logo. That is one kick-ass logo. And thank you again, good sir, for your hard work on that. So that's what I'm thankful for. And lest I forget, doing a segue here, which is going to be the main part of this mini episode. I've talked about it for the last 2 weeks, and it's come to my attention that some folks weren't able to catch that segment. But talking about my turn on the Sports on the Hill podcast on November 7th, hosted by Carol Porter III and Robbie Gross. And we talked Caps hockey for a good 19, 20 minutes on the first segment there. And so I thought just to get the word out there, not only about that podcast, but that segment. And again, to bring all Caps fans together as much as we can. I went ahead and I was trying to get this on earlier, actually, but just couldn't get it done, but you know, finally had enough time to grab the audio from that episode and string it together and put it on here. So that's coming up next year, but just wanted to finish out my thank yous and what I'm thankful for. I would be totally and utterly remiss, and of course I'm saving the best for last here, to my wonderful wife, Jennifer. You know her as Mrs. Blue Liner. She has been a great supporter of the show from day one and has never wavered in this endeavor, in supporting me and believing in me and encouraging me to go on with this. This started out as a little bit of therapy to get me through a rough time. And it's, for me, it's grown into so much more, largely because of her. And of course, because of you, the Caps fans out there, but it all started with her. And so if you enjoy the show, you not only have me to thank, you have her to thank as well, because she's the one pillar that's held me up, that's kept me going, the one thing that's really been keeping me going. I mean, there's a lot of things I've picked up along the way, but she is the touchstone. You know, she is the keeper of this flame that burns in me that says, I got to put this message out there. So I don't want to be too full of myself, but I do want to mention in this forum that I get to have that I love you, and I couldn't do this without you, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you. Okay, so with that done, on with the segment. And again, it was November 7th. I believe it was their episode number 76. And it's the Sports on the Hill podcast. Just want to give them one last plug, or one more plug. Won't be the last. One more plug. Sports on the Hill. So if you basically, their medium is Facebook Live. So if you go onto Facebook and do a search on Sports on the Hill, and that's all separate words, Sports on the Hill. And again, that's hosted by Robbie Gross and Carol Porter III. They air Monday nights at 7 p.m. And depending on the season, certain sports take the spotlight, like, of course, Redskins football, Caps hockey, Wizards basketball is now in full swing. But they also talk Nats baseball and Washington Valor Arena football as well. So basically, as I've said many times in the past, all things Washington, D.C. sports. So, I'll be listening, continue to listen as much as I can. Want you out there who haven't given it a try, please do give it a try. These guys are hardcore fans of every D.C. sports team there is, and they really know their stuff. And it's a pleasure being on their show. It's absolutely great, fantastic show. Very entertaining, very knowledgeable people. And do please give it a listen if you haven't had a chance to. It's absolutely wonderful. It's fantastic. And so again, it's Monday nights, 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. That's the Sports on the Hill podcast. So just Robbie, Carol, just want to add you to my list of people I'm thankful for in my life, because I think that was a great thing you did for me, a great forum to be on, because I know you guys, that show's doing gangbusters, and it's an awesome show. It's an awesome time for me to be on there, and I hope we can do that again sometime soon. So without any further ado, here is Sports on the Hill podcast from November the 7th, and three of us talking Caps hockey.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see how we do coming back after this. It's been a little bit disappointing, obviously, to give up that first goal so quickly. I didn't actually watch it, so I didn't see that play because I was looking at some statistics. But Brayden Holtby's done pretty well so far. He's 7-3-0, and I was thinking we'll just quickly talk about some of the upcoming games, and then we're going to bring in our special guest, Gil, in a couple of minutes just to break down what some of his thoughts on the early action of this game, but also the two big wins from this past weekend. It's going to be an interesting week for the Capitals coming up. You know, this game is obviously it's going to cause us more problems than I thought, at least initially. But there's also a couple of other games as part of this homestand that's coming up. First of all, we're going to go to Buffalo tomorrow. So that's sort of a back-to-back game. But then there's a home game against Pittsburgh on Friday, November 10th at 7 p.m. The game tomorrow is also at 7. On Sunday, November 12th, we're playing the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m., which I think will be a great matchup. I'm really excited because I'm going to get to go to that game live with my dad as my first Caps game of the season. So for selfish reasons, I hope we do very well in that game. But I'm going, and I know that a lot of other Edmonton fans are going to be there as well because a couple of my friends root for both the teams. So that's going to be an interesting matchup as well. But looking really quickly, Carol, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Edmonton, what stands out at you for the upcoming week?
That is going to be a very interesting week. Buffalo is a young team. They're fast. They can take advantage, but I think they're off to a slow start. Pittsburgh, you know what they are. I believe they're on a little slump of their own right now, but, you know, we know what team they are, and we know how that goes. And Edmonton, we displayed them a little while ago, so you know they're going to be ready to, you know, exact some revenge on, you know, the loss that they had at home. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see these next three games. Hopefully the Caps can get some consistency. I know the last three games they had scored first, so this is the first game out of four that they let the opponent score first, which, you know, is never a good thing, but with it being so early, I don't see a problem with it with them coming back. I want to give a shout out to the folks that's tuning in, Bobby, Joe, Robin, Michael, Ed. What's up, Ed? Yeah, I came in for you to come on here to talk some Wizards at 7:30. I'm going to get on my soapbox about that Cleveland Wizards game. I got some things to get off my chest. Angie, thanks for tuning in. Thomas, Michelle, appreciate all y'all tuning in, man. If you got any questions, any comments, be sure to chime in. Robin said it's early in the season, things will pick up. They have to possibly with Trot's job on the line. I heard that rumor, and to me, that's asinine for him to have supposed to be on the hot seat. I mean, his team is playing much better. They're playing solid defense, and you know, we've lost a lot of players, you know, the free agency because of salary cap reasons. You have to develop your talent, just like with the Redskins, you know. You have to learn how to develop the talent you have. You can't just keep on assuming you're going to, you know, have these perennial all-star and offensive firepower guys all the time. You have to bring these guys up like they're doing and let them develop. And, you know, I'm liking seeing this, you know, new, younger, gritty team that's, you know, might not be, you know, as effective and as consistent as before, but it's still early in the season.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just hope that we're able to put together a little bit of a better first period. It was a little bit sloppy there, but we were able to get a turnover and force it into their zone, so that's at least better. So I'm hoping that we can keep the puck and obviously get a lot more shooting and chances for goals. And I think we're playing pretty well. We definitely didn't play well at the beginning of this game, but I'm hoping for better things from this game. We'll definitely hear my goal horn go off if anything positive happens. I definitely want to bring in our next guest to continue this Caps conversation. I'm going to share it to a couple of groups that we're all in together. Do you have anything left you wanted to say, Carol, before I brought in our guest?
Unfortunately, Arizona just scored again, 2-0, 13-18. I didn't see the play. I looked up and I saw Hopi looking at the screen, seeing what happened. This is definitely not the start we wanted for this game. I hope they're not overlooking them because they have two victories, and unfortunately that's the way it's looking in this first 7-plus minutes of this game.
Yeah, so unfortunately got into the zone and sort of got a puck up ice, and number 36 for them just got past our defense. And unfortunately it's 2-0, 13-17 left. All right, well, I'll bring our guest in now. His name is Gil, and he's from the Blue, he's aka the Blue Liner on Point. He's host of the Power Play Point podcast, and there's the slogan for it, which is that they're the Caps fans for the new and the old, and he's got something for all of us. And so I wanted to bring him on. How are you doing today, Gil?
Well, up until that second goal, I was like a dry martini, loving the action on the ice, but not liking what I'm seeing now. But otherwise, doing pretty good. Pretty good, Robbie. First, thank you and CP3 for having me on. It's a pleasure.
No problem, man.
Yeah,
glad to have
for sure. So I guess real quickly, let's just get your thoughts on the week that was. Did you have any other Thoughts on the Boston game or the matchup against the Islanders, and what do you think also to add on to it that we can do in this game to improve our situation here?
Well, those last two games, I think we finally saw the full potential of what the roster is now. In the offseason, we knew there were going to be a lot of changes. It wasn't going to be the same team that last 2 years won Grandma's Ashtray, or also known as that silly-looking President's Trophy. We knew we were going to have some challenges, but I thought, and a lot of people thought, that were in the know, that these guys were going to be competitive, and they showed it in fits and starts. But I think, and you guys talked about this last week, they needed to develop more consistency. And in these last two games, I think we saw a lot more of it. So that they were playing more to their potential, but, you know, unfortunately, the last 5 minutes of this first, you know, of this game at home against the Coyotes have confused me a little bit. Need to wake up a little bit. But the last two games, again, I think they finally found that consistency you guys were talking about, and it bodes well for this week, because there's a lot of challenges up ahead. There's a lot of teams that are struggling, and I think they just have to keep their foot on the gas. Be like Grand Theft Auto, foot on the gas, don't stop, don't lower the intensity, and just roll right through.
Yeah, frustrating, because I thought we were going to do better in this game. I thought we were going to come out of going back and watching the highlights of that, but it's definitely frustrating. It's interesting seeing O'Brien back as a Capital. I haven't seen him, I don't think, this season, and so it'll be interesting to see what he does as part of our lineup. I know we'll definitely have a game tomorrow as well, and so that definitely changes how you pick your personnel and who gets in the lineup and who they save for tomorrow. What are some of your thoughts against the Buffalo matchup?
Well, like you guys are saying, they're another young, fast team, but they also were struggling out of the gate. And I think if this game doesn't get any better, that's just going to be another mental test for them. They're just going to have to, you know, forget the bad result if they don't turn it around. They turn it around already. They got a good sustained sequence here. They're storming the net, getting some good shots, getting some good possession. So I think they're already turning around. They know they have to wake up. So they just have to build some momentum, and I think they'll do well against Buffalo. And then, of course, you got Pittsburgh later on in the week. Well, it's not on NBC, so we don't have to worry about that mess. And then they go on to Edmonton, another team that's surprisingly struggling out of the gate and handled well on the Western road trip. So, I mean, I'm optimistic. I mean, I'm not one of those people that's going to hit the panic button just yet, like some are. You guys were talking about the rumor about Trotz being fired. Way too premature. I don't even know why that's getting started. You got to let the team gel. And he's pushing some buttons here, letting Walker get some play. I like seeing that. He's got the grit and speed I think they need. But, yeah, this will be another challenging week. I think they should start to gel and bring things together. I think we'll see more of that consistency going. We'll see more of what we saw these last two games. All right.
Oh, nice goal. That was a beautiful pressure right there. They forced the action, got the forecheck going, and got a turnover. And Smith-Pelly with a hell of a backhand to score, make it 2-1. With 11:19 left in the first, hell of a goal.
Yes, yeah, my goal was very played there. But anyway, usually it was early. It was funny because I think the people who do it are in Canada. So when it was in Canada, it was actually before our feeds. I'd look up, but what a great sort of a spinorama shot where he spun around
and shot it off.
Yeah, that was a hell of a backhand. Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Hell of a pick and a shot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I never heard of him until they picked him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bouncing around the league. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, he's like a young Joel Ward. Like, he's definitely a young, gritty right-wing player. So got a lot of speed from Canada. Very, you know, similar makeup. He just is really gritty, and I like how he goes to the net and I think he can be a big part of our future. So I'm hoping that he continues his good play. And that's a big goal to cut it to 2-1. We're now about 10:59 left in the first period. But it's exciting, obviously, to get some of that momentum back. And Gil, what were you saying about what your thoughts?
Well, I was just going to say, I heard when he bounced around the league, couple teams, played with the Ducks and the Devils. So I knew of him, and he's been a journeyman, but he was one of those guys that never got the chance. And I think with this team, you know, with the right people, the right mix, he's on the top line, and you see what he can do. So, you know, I think, again, with the talent this team has and the right people, like you said, he's got a nose for the net, and that's obvious. And I think if we got more of that, I think the rest of the young players can follow that example, and I just don't think there's a whole lot to worry about if they can keep that going.
I totally agree. You know, like you said, they are starting to get it together. It was early, you know, like I said, they might have slept on Arizona seeing the two wins, thinking they could just, you know, cash it in, just get on the ice and win the game. So I think they're going to come back and win this game, but it was just not good to see him get out to that 2-0 lead. That's the consistency we're talking about. You know, you take every opponent serious no matter what their record is, and if you come out there half-stepping, you will get scored upon and will get made look foolish if you don't handle your business.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely, I agree. Something else I want to present as my observation here, those last two games, you notice it was a different player stepping up and taking over the game. Against the Islanders, I believe it was Lars Eller and it was Wilson. My podcast partner, Anna Knox, is her favorite, Tommy Wilson.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like we all said, I think I was listening to your show about 3 weeks ago. And I think you had Bernie Deal on there, and he said pretty much next man up. And that's what it's got to be. Can be a different player every night, and that's what this team can do, and that's what they have to do.
Yeah, I don't know how much you might know. I know Niskanen has said that he's doing better. I know that's a major reason why we're having some of this inconsistency with him being out of the lineup, even though John Carlson has been playing outstanding, logging almost 27 and 29 minutes of ice time a night. Do you think, have you heard anything about Niskanen, or how soon he'll be back, and how much of an impact do you think he'll have when he does get back, and who will take the seat when he does come back? Because I love Chorney. He always gets a healthy scratch, but I love the way he plays, and I love the way that he's offensively minded, but he can skate, and he still plays solid defense. So what do you think is going to happen when Niskanen comes back, and you think that will help with the inconsistency that they're having?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of torn because I would love to see Niskanen come back because he is by far their best all-around defenseman on both ends. So we got to have him back in there, and he's going to help solidify the decor. But like I said, that's probably going to mean somebody's going to step out, and unfortunately, that guy might be Chorney, even though I like his game too. I like his speed. I like the way he carries the puck. I don't really have a knock on his game at all, but unfortunately, when Niskanen comes back, like you said, it's going to be a numbers game. You've got to have him in there because he's going to need those minutes to get back. And unfortunately for Chorney, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Bernie just chimed in. He said he was speaking about the goal by Smith Pelly. He was saying Eller would have done the same thing in the first minute of the game. He wouldn't be down 2-0. I agree. And he was breaking down who he is, and he was saying he said he has to play all 6D men. Trotz already is playing 4D in the first 10 minutes. Need to have Carlson and Holpe playing with the different partners, especially playing a speed team like the Coyotes tonight. He was giving you a shout out, Gil, saying you're putting in some good work tonight.
I appreciate hearing that, and Bernie's one of those. He's like me, one of those longtime fans that knows, you know, been watching this team a long time. He certainly knows what he's talking about. So I appreciate that. Appreciate you chiming in, Bernie. Just want to say one more thing about Lars Eller. You ever notice with his game, when he scores a goal, he kind of does something to take away from that, like take a really bad penalty. So So
I have noticed that in a game where he had the two goals, he did make a dumb penalty that was unnecessary, but luckily he saved his bacon by scoring the game winner. But yeah, I mean, he has a lot of demons that he's been trying to fight, being a high draft pick and not really producing, bouncing around. So, you know, when you have guys like that, they're going to make those – they're in that role for a reason. They've bounced around for a reason. They have the potential, but it's something that's always going to hold them up. That, you can say that with any sport, but with him, I think that's what it is. Like, he has some internal demons that he's fighting with or whatever that, you know, he has to deal with. And I think that's what every athlete has to deal with, have to find that balance. And I think that he hasn't – found that balance, but he's close to it. Being around this team with a veteran coach like Trotz and the veteran group that this team has, I think he's in the right place. He just has to, you know, embrace it and hopefully he'll mature in his hockey game and his being a man, period.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. That's a very good observation. It's a very good way of looking at it. And it, I mean, yeah, I never thought of that before, but you're absolutely right. He kind of came with some baggage, especially playing in Montreal. Now he's with us, and now, you know, a little less of pressure, a little less spotlight. So I think, like you said, he should be able to set in. But I'd like to see a little less of the Lars giveth and the Lars taketh away.
True.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, I think he'll come around.
Yeah, I do too. Bernie just chimes in again. He's about the Nisky situation. He said Nisky comes back, put Chorney to the 7th D, send Ness through waivers to Hershey, going to have to play Bowie with Orpik and Carson with the Juice. I can't pronounce the name. I think that's the way you say to do it, Robbie. I'm not sure yet. And that's Bernie's synopsis of the situation.
I really think he's spot on. I think that's what's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I always heard that it's just Juice with like a hard, you know, beginning to it. So I think you got it. Things are looking up for us, and we'll definitely bring live scoring updates throughout the rest of the night with the Capitals. I want to thank you, Gil, for joining us with the Hockey Talk. I'll let you let the listeners know where they can find you one more time, and we really appreciate you for joining us.
Oh, again, it's my pleasure. Hope to do this again sometime. And you can find it. The show's called the Power Play Point Podcast, and we're going to have mainly be found on the Podbean podcast server. The site is blueliner, BLUELINER 77.podbean.com. And, of course, we can be found on iTunes as well, or Apple Podcasts, they're called now, are the two main distributors. We're mainly through Podbean and Apple Podcasts. We record, Anna Knox and I record earlier in the week, try to put it out in the middle of the week. So give it a download, give it a listen, leave a comment. We're itching to get more listeners, more Caps fans involved, and love to hear from you guys.
Hey, thanks, Gil. Appreciate it. Love having you on, man. I might have to check you out and try to give a call in and see what y'all are doing over there. Appreciate you calling in and all your insights, man.
Awesome. It's my pleasure. I love this.
The Capitals Talk Facebook feed here. I know we're about to get into some Wizards talk. I was looking. I think you got the man cave full with a ruining mic, so I know it's about that time for some Wizards talk.
Sorry. I just realized I forgot a ton of people. I know you're probably tired of hearing me blubber on and talk, but I would be totally remiss again if I forgot some of the people past and present that have helped out with the podcast. As far as extra audio and music, of course, Andy Myers, of course, DJ, we still keep in touch. Walter Stewart III has provided some music in the past. Thank you both so much for what you've done. Jeffrey Conkle, of course, voiceovers and other assistants this year, and within Caps fandom this year, Bernie and Ron Deal. Thank you both so much. Kat Hadlow, been Facebook friends for a while. I really hope I'm not forgetting anybody else. My good friend Lionel from France. Merci beaucoup, mon ami, for all your support and your patronage this whole time. Very, very grateful for that as well. Ian Priest, good friend from work, who has supported the podcast as well, even though he's a lifelong Hawks fan, Blackhawks fan, but has supported the show, so don't peg him too much for that. List goes on and on. Susan Palmer, Billy Lang, another great guy I met this year, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. One wonderful guy. If you remember, he came over and did the called shot for Ovechkin's goal. And he's also been over recently. And last but not least, Mr. Joseph McAllister, also known as Slowy Joey, for that kick-ass guitar intro and outro that you all get to listen to every single episode. So many names, so many people that I'm grateful for, so many great people that I've met this year because of our love for this wonderful team. And if I'm leaving anybody else out, I do apologize. I don't mean to, but part of it is just I'm overwhelmed and just run down by recent events. But it's not that it's an excuse, but we're getting by. And trust me, next week will be Ann and I will be raring to go, and we'll have another full-fledged episode. An analysis of Caps hockey for you, and how the team's doing. So, trust me, we will be ready for that. So, I just wanted to throw one last message out there. I hope all of you listening, at least within the borders of the United States, hope you have a very, very happy and safe Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy the time with your loved ones, and. For those of you outside, thank you very much for putting up with this and being a wonderful audience. Thanks so much for helping keeping this going, and I'm grateful to you one and all. So on behalf of Ananox, I'm just going to say one last time before the holiday, let's go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point podcast. All episodes available at blueliner77.podbean.com, Apple Podcasts, and the Podbean app. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.